The story, PYL, I guess, or it could be a first part as well. We got Pio when he's 17 or something. Well, even 15 actually, because he decides what his future will be, his occupation and all that. We can have old Pio sitting there as a narrator voice while we show the young Pio sitting in the library. In his hometown. The narration is going something like this, that yeah, he's young boy. He's very interested in science, mainly biology and physics, and he was thinking about studying theoretical physics and become a scientist. Because he wanted to understand the fabric of the universe, where what everything is made of, what we are, ultimately, what's going on here. But he read that book about elementary particles. Just taking one particle apart, and there are others giving new names. Take that apart, there's another one, new name. Whole book filled with just one after another being created, mathematically, basically. And he thinks they are on the wrong path. They can go on like this forever. So what does he do? It's time to apply for next grade of school, gymnasium. And he spends much time here in the library. His intellectual home, you could say. And he just intuitively feels that the answers may rather come by studying the mind. When I think back right now, at old age, I wonder even where that thought came from. Well, from the mind, but some inspiration from within. So he read a little about psychology, but that sounded boring. Behaviorism, mainly. Freud, well, again, sitting there, 15 years old, feeling a need to be led by that inner wise voice there, the conscience. Well, you know, he also liked art and he was good at it himself, they said. So he was sitting there also looking in art books in the reading corner. And that's where he found the surrealist. Renee Margret. What's the other one he liked? Forgotten name, French name. Not really Max Ernst very much, although he understood later. More about that person too, because here you had artists apparently on a journey, a soul journey, deep into the mind, deeper and deeper, even talking about this subconscious mind or unconscious mind. And Pio is sitting there and he thinks about this, and he learns about psychedelics, but he's afraid of that, what's deep within. It's like, well, he fears maybe it's a monster in there. Something very, very strange. Well, should be very, very strange, because it's just otherworldly, outside of this world. How can something exist outside of this world? But he was also helplessly attracted to that realm which these painters were painting. Their dreams, sometimes nightmares, whatever. They were exploring that deeper, deeper realm of the unconscious or subconscious. So then at that time he stood there one day in his in the office of the study guide, or the what are they called? Yrkesvägledare, the guide for choosing your further education and profession. And he looked at the physicist papers, which was about university studies, of course, got some mathematics. And it looked more and more technical. And he felt now, again, maybe that guide from within, that no, the answers to his questions had to be found by exploring a different path, following a different path. And he had read a little about yoga and such things as well. So he thought, I want to go the artistic path in life. But an artist makes no money, right, unless you're getting famous. So an art teacher, that may be good. I can combine the two. Continue being a good small town boy in Sweden with a steady job and all of that. Getting a little wife and a little family and living a little life together, just as people do here in this town. And then he realized to do that you go to Konstfack. Actually, it was called the Art Industrial School, which, well, industry didn't interest him, but yeah, that's what it takes to become an art teacher. So he took that path, but also thinking in the back of his mind that then I can, on my spare time, continue my existential exploration.